Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now, presented by the PTA Thrift Shop and the YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And joining us now to help us out with Kids Q, WCHL's own Victor Lewis. Hello.
Hello.
And joining us again after graciously filling in for me yesterday, AJ, Aaron Johnson.
I don't know how gracious it was. I did it.
That is the exact level of graciousness that I needed it to be.
It happened. The end.
Yes.
It happened.
It was handled. It was handled.
It's all good.
In your bags.
I was gone for
2 days.
What did I miss? Anything exciting?
Not particularly.
Okay, good.
I filled in for you yesterday.
Was that exciting?
Yeah.
No, was that exciting to the listeners?
I was here. It was not exciting.
All right, you guys ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, here's today's question. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. This is a cooking question.
Ooh.
What is one dish that you would like to learn how to cook? What is one dish that you already know how to cook? My answer to the second question is spaghetti, and that's pretty much all I got.
Is that both answers? You know how to cook it and you'd like how to cook it?
I would actually like to learn how to cook that better.
Like
that's true. Yeah.
From scratch, full pasta status?
I don't think so. When I cook,
make your own noodles?
I like to do simple, like 2-3 ingredients. Every time I look at a recipe, I look at the picture and I'm like, oh, that looks awesome. And I look at the ingredients, and if there's more than 6, forget it.
That's because you're a guy.
Yes, that's 100%.
Yes.
I mean, it's specifically because I'm lazy, but there's a lot of overlap between those two categories.
So that's my answer. I was actually kind of thinking about something I want to learn how to do earlier today, which is, I'm not sure if I can say it without stuttering, spherification.
Woo!
Took a second to get that out. Putting liquid inside of a gel capsule kind of deal, like a soup dumpling, but with cocktails. I don't know if this is cooking, but it's a reaction that's caused by a chemical that's in brown algae, and it makes this gel that you can put liquid inside of.
You go to much cooler websites than I do.
I don't know about that.
And then at the end of the day, he complains how he doesn't have time to do all of his work. That's because he's looking up algae spheres.
Spherification.
Yeah, he's looking up algae spheres.
You're not invited to my Christmas party. Well, I will have eggnog inside little bubbles. It's going to be next level, and Aaron Keck gets to be there, and lesser Aaron does not.
I'm 100% fine with the way this conversation is going.
Let's go.
Can you do that with any alcohol? Like, can you do it with
any liquid? Or
food in general. You can put food inside of these spheres if you really want to get super creative and crazy with it.
So how do you then eat it? Do you, like, eat the whole thing?
Yep.
Or do you have to break it?
Just drop the whole sphere.
All right.
Pop it right in.
It's pretty cool.
Also, isn't it, if you don't eat the sphere, if you just throw it away, it's also biodegradable because it's technically a plant.
Oh, yeah.
But that, like, defeats the purpose. That's like ordering a hot dog and throwing the bun away.
It's also just the most...
Which I know people do, but still.
Yeah.
Which is weird, by the way. If you do that, do not do that.
It's just a cool intersection of science and food.
All right.
What do you want to learn how to cook?
Over to AJ.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
All right. Mm-hmm. Why
not necessarily
bolognese?
The spaghetti part. That part
right,
I got
right.
down. It's
but
the bolognese,
like the bolognese
part.
Sauce?
Yeah.
Why that?
Well, I had it once on vacation. It was amazing. So it's just something I would like to know.
Where were you when you had it on vacation?
Ask me something I remember.
Well, you remember the spaghetti bolognese. Do you
remember,
like,
that's how great
you
the bolognese
the
was.
State you were in?
That's
were
how
you
great
in
the bolognese
United
was.
States?
Yes.
Were you in, like, a region? Can we narrow it down to, like, a state or something?
It was the Northeast somewhere.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they all run together. All right. But they all do have a really good Italian restaurant.
Exactly.
Great spaghetti bolognese.
With actual Italian accents, too.
I like it. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. It might go to the recipe box. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.